Ignaz von Born's intellectual refuge at Stare Sedlice Chateau. The nowadays ruins of the chateau in Alt Zedlitz, now Stare Sedlice, was purchased in 1769 by the mineralogist, mountain geologist, chemist, Freemason, and tireless supporter of scientific life, Ignaz Anton Ritter von Born, 1742-1791. When he lived in Bohemia, this place became an important intellectual refuge for him. By then, Born already possessed valuable experience from the Latin school in Vienna and from the local Jesuit novitiate, which, however, he eventually left and moved to Prague in 1762. In Prague, he studied law and later geology under Johann Thaddeus Peitner. In 1769-1770, he was at the mining council at the famous mining academy in Chemnitz, now Banská Štiavnica, and later at the administrative and mining council of the office of the Supreme Bergmeister and Mintmaster of the Kingdom of Bohemia in Prague. Born's many journeys resulted in numerous discoveries in the fields of geology and mining, and also provided additions to his extensive collection of minerals and rocks. Born took refuge in his chateau in 1772. After it had been rebuilt, it contained a large library, a theatre, and a botanical garden around the chateau. It was there that in 1772 and 1775 he created a two-part catalogue of his extensive mineralogical collection, which included 3,592 minerals, 288 rocks, and 714 fossils. It was considered to be the best in Europe and formed the basis for the later systematization of mineralogy. Born classified his minerals not only based on their exterior attributes, like Abraham Gottlob Werner, but also on their interior, particularly chemical characteristics. Born donated mineralogical specimens to the collection of the Prague Natural Science Cabinet, as well as to the collection of the Theresian Academy in Vienna. He also drew on his mineralogical and mountain geological experience when researching Kamabul, now Komorni Hurka, about which he published a significant work in 1773 defending volcanism over Neptunism, Schreiben des Herrn Ignaz Ritter von Born and Herrn Franz Grafen von Kinsky über einen ausgebrunnten Vulkan bei Eger. Letter by Ignaz Ritter von Born to Franz Count Kinsky about the extinct volcano near Cheb. Born also devoted himself to chemical research during the time he lived in Stare Sedlice. For a long time, he was influenced by the phlogiston theory, but in the 1880s he accepted A.L. Lavoisier's results of oxidative chemistry. Ignaz von Born owned the chateau in Stare Sedlice until 1782. However, from 1776 he worked in Vienna and set up a mineralogical collection in the Karkar Hof Naturalien Cabinet, Court Natural History Collection. This work of his also resulted in the publication of a remarkable catalogue of shells. Born's passion for science and his longing for the institutionalization of the natural sciences knew no bounds. He strove to combine scientific research with Freemasonry in both Prague and Vienna. From 1781 he was a member, and from 1782 a worshipful master of the Viennese lodge Zur wahren Eintracht, True Concord, and thanks to Born that lodge was adapted as a natural sciences workplace. Besides his bust, it contained not only an extensive science library, but also a science cabinet and a geological mineralogical exhibition. The lodge published scientific journals and organized scientific evenings, known as Urbungslogen, test lodges. It was through his activities in Vienna that Born followed up on his science and Freemason engagement in Prague, which led to the establishment of the Prague Private Gelehrte Gesellschaft, Private Scholarly Society, in around 1770. This society formed the origin of what would later become the Royal Czech Society of Sciences, and also what is now the Academy of Sciences.